USA Radio News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a special military operation in Ukraine late on Wednesday night. The Russian leader rebuked months of Western diplomatic moves to end the crisis sparked by the amassing of Moscow's nearly 200,000 troops pointed at Ukraine's border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau removed emergency powers on Wednesday.
After careful consideration, we're ready to confirm that the situation is no longer an emergency. Therefore, the federal government will be ending the use of the Emergencies Act.
Trudeau invoked those powers so police could end blockades occupied by people opposed to the country's excessive COVID-19 restrictions. It also allowed police to freeze truckers' personal and corporate bank accounts and compel tow truck companies to haul away vehicles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Multiple trucker protests have hit the roads and are headed towards D.C.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved requests from the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department and the U.S. Capitol Police for 700 National Guard soldiers ahead of a multiple truckers' protest expected to arrive in the Capitol soon. They're protesting government-imposed COVID-19 mandates. The Freedom Convoy will depart from Pennsylvania, and the People's Convoy is departing from California. Both hit the road Wednesday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal health officials and medical experts are mulling the potential need for a fourth COVID-19 vaccine, but many don't agree whether another booster is needed or will be effective. A senior Biden administration official tells Axios that the federal government is planning to test new vaccines, combining multiple COVID strains to determine what will offer the broadest coverage against future strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Two New York prosecutors in the Trump case have thrown in the towel.
Two prosecutors leading the criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and his family's real estate business have resigned, according to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, casting doubts about the likelihood that the former president will now face any criminal charges. Kerry Dunn and Mark Pomerantz submitted their resignations to the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who inherited the Trump investigation from his predecessor, Cyrus Vance. The resignations are a sign that Bragg has doubts about whether to continue a case that has already seen charges filed against the Trump Organization and its long-serving financial officer, Alan Weisselberg. Both have pled not guilty. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan is set to deliver a formal response to the president's address as well. Politico reports that Tlaib will give her speech on behalf of the left-wing Working Families Party. While the party out of power usually gives a rebuttal to the president's speech, an official response from a member of the president's own party is unusual, but not unheard of. Jurors at the federal trial of three fired Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights went home Wednesday. Without reaching a verdict, it marked the first day of deliberations. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.